assist client to periodically review insurance needs. In addition to reviewing the overall risk management plan, it is important to review a client's levels of insurance relative to risk. In other words, does their existing insurance cover as much as they need and can afford? As a client's situation changes and evolves, their insurance needs will change, growing in some areas while shrinking in others. For example, a life insurance policy bought when children were born may not be sufficient when they are older and go to college. Similarly, it may be too much after they leave home and become financially independent. In retirement, clients may be able to drop some coverage entirely, although this may not be recommended for those with families. A financial counselor should assist their clients in reviewing their existing insurance policies to ensure that they are getting the greatest benefit and protection per their identified risk management plan. Here are just some of the ways a client's insurance needs could change based on their age and situation. As insurance costs continue to rise across the board, a counselor should also assist their clients in identifying ways to keep costs down. There are a number of ways to help a client lower their insurance costs, including but not limited to the following. Discounts. Some insurance providers offer discounts if a buyer fulfills certain criteria or actions, for example, property improvements, for example, adding / updating security systems or smoke detectors, multiple policy discounts. Some companies offer discounts if you buy multiple policies from them, for example, bundling home and auto insurance. An umbrella policy is a multi-policy option. Annual payment. Some companies may offer discounts if you pay your insurance premiums annually or semi-annually. Other discounts. Many discounts are very specific to the type of insurance. Clients should be encouraged to ask about the discounts that are available to them. Deductible amount. Increasing the amount of the deductible will retain more risk, but the cost of the insurance premium will go down. Shopping around. The insurance market is just that, a market. Therefore, it is wise to periodically shop around for better policies and deals from other providers. Many websites offer rankings of insurers, which can in turn help a client find a better fit for their needs. In fact, a client should always review the offerings from multiple providers in order to ensure they are receiving the best insurance for their needs. Selective cancellation. It may become apparent that some of a client's insurance policies are no longer needed, in which case the counselor can educate them on available options. Assist client to review insurance levels relative to risk. One of the primary elements of reviewing a client's insurance levels is assessing the insurance policy's deductibles and a client's ability to afford higher or lower deductibles. A deductible is defined as the initial amount a policyholder must pay out of pocket before the insurance company covers a portion or all of the remaining costs. There are pros and cons to higher and lower deductibles, some of which can be seen in Exhibit 3-2. Exhibit 3-2. Pros and cons to high/low deductibles. Some clients may be concerned about having to pay larger amounts if a loss occurs before insurance picks up the remainder. However, the financial counselor needs to explain the benefits of taking a higher deductible as long as it is a deductible that the client can afford. Simply put, the higher the deductible one is able to pay, the more significant the savings will be on insurance premiums. Some of these savings could be placed in a savings account or emergency fund, which would help minimize the financial loss should a risk occur. A client needs to assess how much they can afford to pay as a deductible and plan accordingly. During periods of financial setback, example a downturn, losing a job, or even a global pandemic, insurance coverage can be one of the first areas in which people decided to scale back. While sometimes this is unavoidable, for example, a loss of income and insufficient funds to stay on top of premiums, it is important to convey to clients that without substantial alternative plans in place, foregoing or canceling insurance can result in a far worse financial situation in the future. Therefore, clients should be reminded of the importance of insurance and the risks of not having it. Proactively educating clients about risk and developing a risk management plan that reflects their risk tolerance will offer the greatest protection against risk and ultimately provide peace of mind.